Guantanamo is not necessary to keep America safe. It is expensive. It is inefficient. It hurts us in terms of our international standing. It lessens cooperation with our allies on counterterrorism efforts. It is a recruitment tool for extremists. It needs to be closed. I'm going to go back at this. I've asked my team to review everything that's currently being done in Guantanamo, everything that we can do administratively, and I'm going to re-engage with Congress to try to make the case that this is not something that's in the best interest of the American people.
Fat chance. That's how one congressman off the record described it. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That's where we start. Gitmo, the scene of the crime, as so often Obama has put it, saying we need to close this. You just heard it there. And we need to move all of this to the United States. House Armed Service Committee Chair Congressman Buck McEwen balked at the idea that the president's trying to reach out to any lawmakers on closing Gitmo, saying, and this is his quote, "The president faces bipartisan opposition to closing Guantanamo Bay's detention center because he has offered no alternative plan regarding the detainees there, nor a plan for future terrorist captures." He blamed the White House's inability to come up with a detention policy as the cause of continuing problems at the prison. See, I would agree with that. There was discussion about, let's move it to Illinois. Let's take a federal prison there and use part of it and rebuild it and rework it. Then there would be more jobs. There have been a couple of different places that were possible sites for it. And then all of that went away anyway. So what are you going to do? What, have these black op prisons? Remember the secret prisons? What are you going to do with terrorists? Where would you possibly put these terrorists that you would feel pretty safe that it all would be well? And they could get their, they could be represented, and we wouldn't look like the evil empire. Because that's what Obama constantly says. We look like terrorists ourselves because of Guantanamo. There he also talked about that it was very, very expensive to run. His promise to shut down the prison was a major piece of what he had to say in 2008 in his campaign then, the first time around. And his first week in office, he signed an executive order to close it, but it's been so much opposition that has not happened. Previously, in military spending bills, this has been what's, it's been a provision that's been put into some of these bills, which would bar the White House from financing trials of Gitmo captives. Congress has mandated that military detention for most future terrorism cases, that has to happen. So it makes closing it even much more difficult. So would you move the terrorists in Cuba? Would you move them, including Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, onto U.S. soil? You know, to me, to be honest, one of the things is, is it kind of an out of mind, out of sight? Even the president says that idea, embraces that idea, because the first time it came up, that's what happened. There's hunger strikes by the terrorists that are being housed there, the detainees, and riots. Violent riots broke out at one of the prison's camps early in the month, as you know. They decided to end communal housing. They moved them to individual cells. So because of the chaos at Guantanamo and the Pentagon trying to hand over overseas detention centers in Iraq and Afghanistan to local control, because then we're done with it, now the president is saying we need to get rid of Gitmo. We need to do it. And since the riots, 100 of the 166 terror suspects, did you know we had that many, 166 of them have refused food for more than a month. It is the longest hunger strike since it opened in 2002. So military guards are force-feeding a number of strikers, with five detainees being placed under medical observation due to non-life-threatening symptoms related to a hunger strike. You've got 40 nurses, medical specialists, that kind of type of person that came to Gitmo on Tuesday to help the small medical staff there now at the prison deal with the hunger strike. So here's the question, America. How would you handle that? You remember what was said in 2008? Is it a blight on our record? Does it make us look like a bunch of thugs? Do we need to shut down Gitmo, as the president said, because it's bleeding us dry, making us look bad? So all around a bad idea to keep Guantanamo open. Would you agree with that assessment? Should we ditch Gitmo in favor of housing the people who, some of them anyway, who try to do us harm, housing them somewhere in the United States and getting the dough to build out another prison facility alongside a current one? Or there were various suggestions like that anyway. And then trying Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and others here on our own soil. See, I would also be worried. Don't underestimate the power of what would happen bringing terrorists to the United States. Sure, Gitmo, the island, defending the island, nothing's happening there. But what happens if you moved all the people in Gitmo, because their other countries don't want to take them back, their home countries, in some cases they've been offered, what would happen if you moved them to a prison in the Midwest somewhere? And if you live near that prison, would you want that to happen? Would you want to see that happen because there's going to be a handful of jobs created? Now, they've got some covert surveillance that has gone on, supposedly, amid the attorney meetings with their terror detainees and their whole defense team. So that's been under criticism of late, too. I would say maybe even for the protection of the people that are representing some of the terror detainees would be part of the reason that some of those were taped. That was part of surveillance. So it is a sticky wicket as what to do. For my money, I would say right now you got to stay it. There's no way you got to stay at Gitmo. Because one, where would they go? Where would it be safe? Where would we not see that we would be a target in that part of the United States? Imagine some of the things that could happen again and what kind of price that we would pay. So they get free legal counsel and the protection of being a United States citizen. That's kind of akin to mini amnesty anyway, isn't it? And think about Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, one of the masterminds behind 9/11. If I am, and all of us are victims of 9/11, but if someone in my family was killed because of what happened on that day, I wouldn't want Khalid Sheikh Mohammed moved to New York, and I think there'd be a lot of people that would feel the same way. I think all hell could possibly break loose in New York if that happened. What do you say? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side.
Against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system. And get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
So, a natural disaster strikes and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Once again, blew me away with all your thoughtful emails. We are going to the mailbag in our next segment. If you're listening to me in Spain, in South America, in the UK somewhere, in Australia, or perhaps you're listening to us in Japan, we have 2 million listeners in Japan. Seriously, I can't make this stuff up. Send me your thoughts any time of day at americatonight.net. Click on contact, and just like that, boom, you are in, and let it fly. Or you can let it fly here, Gitmo, fair or foul. Are you just sick of it? Your tax dollars are paying for it, by the way. So you do have a vested interest on a couple of fronts. If you're listening to me in Ottumwa, Iowa, or Burlington, Vermont, or northern New Jersey, or perhaps New York City, even Dallas, Texas, we all are in this together because it's your money. You pay taxes, tax money, funding some of what's happening. Well, funding Gitmo. So it is our money. We have these serious problems of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and his band of merry men and some other terror detainees. Their countries, by the way, their native countries, for the most part, don't want them. So we're stuck with them. How do you do the due process and be done with it? Should it be done in the United States? Would it move faster? And does it just make more sense close Guantanamo down? My thought is no way can you close it down right now for a couple of reasons. One, there's no place to go and no place to pay, because then pay for all that. You'd have to move everybody now off of Gitmo safely, securely, think about this, and get them to a facility in the United States. The bullseye, the target, some of them, for terrorists in other areas to try to send us a message, I think would be a pretty good bullseye. I do. Some people would say, oh, that just poo-poo that. But I don't know. I think you're inviting trouble if that were to happen. And that now it doesn't matter because the president can talk about that all he wants. But the money to do that, there's no place ready, number one. And the money that it would take to pull the people from the island would be way more than what we're already paying for the situation at Gitmo now. There was a reason it was set up in the first place. So it shouldn't have been set up if that was the idea. No, this is the way it's going to be. So are we correcting mistakes from the past? Are we trying not to make mistakes in the future? That's the kind of stuff that you got to say to yourself. So every single one of you listening, when there's a bunch of different things I could talk about, this is something to pay attention to because it affects us. We pay for this. This is a chunk of your coin and mine that do go toward Guantanamo. When it's all divvied up, it's going, some of it's going in that direction, without a doubt. I wanted to make sure that we hit on this because this story has now been talked about for like 2 years. And when we think of courtrooms, and some of us are freaks for Law and Order and all the various shows that invoke, you know, the fake courts to show us what it's like in criminal situations, whether it's, I guess, the modern day Good Wife or any of the versions of, you know, Law and Order. This story exploded. George Zimmerman had no idea what hit him when he shot Trayvon Martin. So now the case takes another twist. As I said, we've been talking about this for over 2 years. By choosing not to invoke Stand Your Ground before his trial, George Zimmerman is taking a huge risk. He's at the craps table because he's passing up the chance to have a judge dismiss, just completely dismiss, his second-degree murder charge before he even gets to a jury. The lawyers are saying, his lawyers, that they want a jury to decide the case concerning the death of Trayvon Martin, the unarmed black teenager last year, because of its significance. They are saying its national significance. And I think there's more to it than that. First of all, the Stand Your Ground law, which is about the right to self-defense for people who feel threatened outside their homes, that's a big thing there that was going to be tugged about anyway. And a defendant can ask the judge to grant criminal immunity before a case goes to trial. He had that chance, Zimmerman, Tuesday, and declined it. So in doing this, it creates, in some minds of some people, maybe a strike against him, though, for potential jurors who are following the case. And in the Trayvon Martin case, it'll go to trial June 10th. Already it's here, almost. And finding an impartial jury, man, that is a huge task. It's like I've asked this question, how many of you really think you have a jury of your peers should something happen to you criminally? And you find yourself in a situation you can't believe and you didn't do it, but you don't have serious bucks to get the best legal representation. What do you think your chances are with that jury of your peers? And when there's a lot of publicity in this Zimmerman thing, there's certainly been mega publicity. Who does not know who George Zimmerman is? It means they've never turned on the tube or listened to the radio in their life or picked up a newspaper. I can't imagine. I can't imagine that people aren't aware of it. So this is going to, the jury selection process, I think, is going to take a while because they tried to get it moved and it didn't get moved. So Stand Your Ground, is that, you know, it still could end up being the linchpin of his defense when the trial starts, you know, because this is that pretrial stuff. Because he's saying he acted in self-defense back in February of 2012 when he shot Martin to death and he's pled not guilty. He says Martin attacked him first, but it really, this whole thing inflamed all kinds of things in Sanford, Florida. And Zimmerman is a former neighborhood watch volunteer who says he has and has had some of those people talking to the media, has had many black friends and has black friends, so it's not anything racial on his part. But all this stuff will definitely be pulled up when this trial starts, and this trial is, there's going to be tons of focus on this. This is that same area, Casey Anthony, her situation, her trial, her situation with her daughter, which, by the way, the saddest part of that whole thing is she's done, she's gone, she's off, and the daughter does, there's no justice for Kaylee Anthony. I mean, so who killed the daughter? Do we know who killed the daughter? We can speculate. Maybe her name is Casey, but a jury finds her not guilty. So by our legal system, she is not guilty. And if she didn't do it, then who did it? Was it some weird flip-out accident and there was a cover-up and that was suggested or some other such thing? But bringing her up, I'm bringing her up because I think for the Zimmerman trial in that same area, what will happen is you'll have people that will want to go and be in the courtroom, and they'll line up late at night, and they hand out tickets. So you'll be handing out tickets to people to try to get a seat in that courtroom to watch what could be a pretty historical kind of trial, at least from the Florida point of view, with the stand your ground defense, because this is pre-trial. So waiving it in pre-trial, it'll be a different story once they go to trial, probably, and the whole self-defense thing and that claim is going to be the big, is really the crux of the defense team's argument. So this will all be part of what we'll see played out. And in Florida, it could change the way some people think about stand your ground, absolutely, for sure. So it's kind of an interesting twist that he did that in the pre-trial and decided not to use it, but probably comes back around once the full-on thing, you know, once the full thing goes to trial, that changes everything. But the publicity for this will be huge, especially in those summer months. That's what you'll see. It'll lead all the nightly news. You'll be hearing people talk about it right and left. All right, coming up here on America Tonight, we're bailing to the mailroom. A lot of you had stuff to say about the mother of the Boston suspects and her insistence that her sons are not responsible for what happened at the marathon, and a few other twists, things that you wanted to mention, including the FDA okaying the morning after pills for girls 15 and over. The right decision or the wrong decision? We'll see what you said next when we check the mail.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Mailbag, and we're going to do that, but I wanted to tell you something quickly here at the top, because so many of you love Nail the Score, and during the football season, we do this fun game called Nail the Score. Not predictably, but unpredictably, the game of the week is chosen by our supercomputer. You call in and you tell us who you think's going to win and what the final score will be, and you could win some fabulous prizes. So I just wanted to say I am known Eagles fan. Somebody sent me the odds for the NFL teams winning, each individual team for winning the Super Bowl future odds. So Philadelphia Eagles 55-1. Worst odds on the board, Oakland Raiders 200-1. Jacksonville also 200-1. And you can just guess at some of the best odds. The best odds are like the 49ers 6-1. Broncos 7-1, Patriots 8-1, Seattle 9-1, Green Bay 12-1, and so on down the line. The Dallas Cowboys 33-1, and the mothership is in Minneapolis, so the Vikings 50-1 odds. On that note, what are the odds that we're going to the mailbag next? Pretty good.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, thank you very much. So, this is our first one that comes to us from Hank, listening in Florida. Hank says, America Tonight, I know you've been following the Zimmerman trial closely. I've heard a couple of the guests on your show, one of them a reporter who covered the Anthony trial talking about Zimmerman. And I have to say, this is one of these cases where there's a chance that Zimmerman may be overreaching and could lose and end up going to jail, but it depends on the stand your ground law and what happens with self-defense. I think this is going to be a huge case for self-defense, and it depends on what the prosecution comes up with. I'll tell you, I don't know how good the odds are for Zimmerman in not doing any jail time. Well, it depends on all the things that you just talked about and that I talked about. what are the odds? The odds are that, of course, jail time is a possibility because whenever you go to a jury, juries are unpredictable. That's why in a case where somebody has a lot of money, they will pay somebody to do a mock jury, and you'd be surprised what you can learn out. Like, learn, rather, you have somebody in a hotel room. They've got a jury comprised of almost the same kinds of people you have on the jury, and they're trying to handicap questions and everything else. Of course, that costs thousands and thousands of dollars, and Zimmerman won't have that. So, yes, naturally, it is a gamble as to whether or not he's able to, whether or not he gets off or he does jail time. But the interest will be huge. The interest in Gitmo and closing Gitmo or not was huge on this show. This from Jake, our pal in Austin, who says, "Yo, yo, sister, I've been listening to you for quite some time." You already know that. Because I email the show endlessly. I think closing Guantanamo would be a big mistake. The president talks about how much money is being spent and how necessary it is to close Guantanamo for various reasons, but I think he's all wet on those various reasons. I believe that his second term is all about campaign promises from the first term, trying to pay off all those debts. When he starts to get nailed about not closing Guantanamo Bay is when he revisits it, and that's what I believe it's all about. Here's another one from Joe in Illinois. Joe says, Gitmo, closing, kidding, stupid to do that. Where or where would they bring that prison? In Illinois, we are paying through our noses in taxes. There are so many problems, and adding to a prison facility here, to be honest, really probably wouldn't make that much of a dent anyway. So why bother? Why not just leave it as is? The move would be crippling in trying to get all those people off of Guantanamo. Leave well enough alone, at least for now. Yeah, I think no matter what, leave well enough alone because of the cost. You want to talk about how much costs would skyrocket, and the answer is it would be a tremendous amount of money if the if Gitmo, were closed because of having to move the inmates, build out a facility that would cost millions of dollars. There absolutely is a lot of problems with that. All right, the morning after pill, there's a lot of problems that are solved, some say, by having the availability of a morning after pill for 15-year-olds. Boy, I must have been naive growing up because that's the last thing I'm thinking about at 14. But the U.S. Food and Drug Administration is saying that they did approve the availability of the Plan B one step. It's emergency contraception, if you don't know what it is. It's the pill without a prescription for women 15 and older. This is just weeks after a federal judge in Brooklyn ordered the FDA to make the morning after pill control pill, birth control pill, available to any women any age without a prescription. So there are a lot of, I hate to say it, but it's true, there are a lot of people in the pharmaceutical game that are salivating over this because the FDA's approval of Teva's current application for Plan B one step is huge. I think it'll be interesting to see how if what happens here as far as watching it, tracking it on the shelves, and the access to emergency contraception. So here's one that Connie says, man, oh man, 15 years old, and they can go ahead and do it without a parent knowing, I think is a big mistake. Available without a prescription to all girls and women, at least for goodness sake, make them 18 and out of high school. So, yeah, 15. Here's another one from the coal man. The coal man says, I believe the controversy surrounding emergency contraception is and should be, it should be controversial because it's just another pill to interrupt pregnancy? And wouldn't it be more dissuasive to some of the young girls who are sexually active not to do so for the fear even of being pregnant? You know, they approved Plan B in 1999 because of what's happening now. It's not a surprise that it's taken this long for the information to be cleared and jump all those hurdles. The pill sells for about $50. But thinking of a eighth grade girl running into a pharmacy to get this really, really saddens me. I think it says something about our culture. It is kind of, 15 is young. 15 is so young. Although they tell that to a 15-year-old, and they'll be very upset, but 15 is really young. Here's another one from Dan. Dan says, thumbs down on the morning after pill, emergency contraception. If you can't remember contraception in the first place, I'm sorry, emergency contraception should not be for you, shouldn't even be offered up. And the fact that we include teenagers who are so young in being able to get this by themselves, I think is just asking for trouble, asking for trouble. All right, let's jump around here. Here's another one. Well, actually, I got a ton of email, but I wanted to be able to hit that morning after pill and also talk about Gitmo as well. There have been also some developments in the bombing case, namely the DNA matched, there's no matches with fingerprints, but the lawyers have, Catherine Russell has spent many hours with investigators while the family, they're saying the widow is telling the family that they can have the body of Tamerlan. And nobody's claimed the body. Catherine Russell doesn't want the body. When the body's released, she wants it to go to her in-laws, not her. That's what she released in a statement, that she spent many hours over the past week with law enforcement types of all variety and continues to cooperate in this whole Boston attacks thing, but says she had nothing to do with Tamerlan Snarnev's idea of blowing up the Boston Marathon finish line with his younger brother. And we keep going back to the thing that's the worst part of the story, that we had this guy in our sights and he slipped away, that he was interviewed, and that the agency that interviewed Tamerlan Snarnev said that he is fine, he's cleared. They didn't think he was in any way, shape, or form engaging in extremist activity. And I just think, how could you not see that? How did they not see that that's what was happening with him? And if they had realized it, what a difference from the FBI and the CIA and how many others on the ground, they would have been able to take him out pretty quickly. Coming up on America Tonight, a little bit of history for all of you as we go through the 121st day of 2013. Stick with us. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comm block shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazines.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In America tonight. The Stones are getting old, man. They just ran out of material. We are going to, coming here in a few minutes, we're going to actually check the day and go back in our history machine and tell you some of the things that happened on this day in history. But before we go there, let's reach out to Rick in Illinois and find out what's on his mind. Hello, Rick. How are you? A computer malfunction. Rick, I'm trying desperately to get to you, but I can't. Oh, no! They must be doing some surveillance on me or something because I'm getting the red circle of death. Do you know what I'm talking about when you have a computer? Because everything's computerized and you try to go to it and you can't go to it. Rick, you're just going to have to... You're just going to have to wait, buddy. You're going to have to park it for a second here until we can get away from the red circle. Sorry about that. Oh, we're almost there, too. We were almost there. Oh, can't do it. Can't do it. Call back in, Rick, and we'll try and get you on America tonight. Ugh, hate that. Hate that. Computers. That's what happens. Right, as I said, today in history, there's some interesting moments. That's why I wanted to look at that. You know, usually I go back and what's the definition of insanity when you're doing the same thing over and, you know, over and over again. And history is, there's another saying, history is bound to repeat itself if we're not careful. And, you know, that's exactly in some cases what we see, especially when you look at wars and you go back and you look at the major causes for war, we can go back and look at some of the battles that have been fought and some of the losses, and some of the religious reasons for war. It's like even with Iraq, the Shiites and the Sunnis and the Kurds, and how all of that unraveled, and the part of the reasons why that unraveled. So anyway, some of the highlights include on this day in history, besides some of the relatable war things I'm going to hit here. If we go back to 1786, Mozart's opera, The Marriage of Figaro, premiered in Vienna. If anyone's an opera fan, you know how huge that is. In 1911, the song I Want a Girl by Harry Van Tilzer and Will Dillon was first published, just like the girl that married dear old dad. That song is popular in piano bars even still. In 1931, New York's 102-story Empire State Building was dedicated. Singer Kate Smith made her debut on CBS Radio on her 24th birthday. In 1941, the Orson Welles motion picture Citizen Kane premiered in New York. In 1961, actually, the first U.S. airline hijacking took place. A Miami electrician commandeered a National Airlines plane that was en route to Key West, Florida, and forced the pilot to fly to Cuba. Does anyone remember Tab? Sometimes you see it. You see the empty cans of Tab for people who are going antiquing and stuff. Those sometimes will sell them in antique stores. But in 1963, that was the first low-calorie beverage. In 1971, believe it or not, the passenger rail service Amtrak actually went into operation. How about that? 1971. All right, some of the stuff that I was talking about with when we go back and we look at the history of wars and things that have been subverted too, certainly that has happened over the years. I mean, almost any day in history we could go back and we could talk about treaties and whatnot. Like in 1707, the Kingdom of Great Britain was created. There's a treaty merging England and Scotland that kicked in, and there you go. You know, there are 244 days left in the year, believe it or not, 244. 10 years ago, President George W. Bush, co-piloting an S-3B Viking, landed on the deck of the carrier USS Abraham Lincoln off the California coast. Standing below a banner that read, "Mission Accomplished," he declared that major combat in Iraq was over, but also said there was difficult work that remained ahead of what had happened there. 1 year ago, in a swift and secretive trip to the Afghan war zone, President Bush signed an agreement vowing long-term ties with Afghanistan and other Americans' combat forces returned home, America's. Hundreds of activists across the U.S. joined worldwide May Day protests with Occupy Wall Street members in several cities leading the demonstrations, and in some cases they're clashing with the police. And looking at some of the other highlights, and see some of the stuff that's happened in history is some of the sadder things, like earthquakes and whatnot, because 10 years ago there was that 6.4 quake, 177 people in Turkey, if you remember when that happened. I can remember that because I had a friend that had just come back from Turkey. Also, I can remember in 1960, I remember talking about this on the show, with somebody who was supposed to be involved in something as a result of this militarily. The Soviet Union shot down an American U-2 reconnaissance plane and captured the pilot. Remember Francis Gary Powers? Remember when that happened? Long, long time ago, but created a huge ruckus, as it should have, in capturing the pilot. And I mentioned birthdays when we were talking to Stephen Shohet in our first hour. Carol Burnett, 80 years old. She's not the only one celebrating a birthday. Rita Coolidge, pop singer, or country singer, kind of, too. She's a crossover person from the 70s. 68 years old. Hall of Fame jockey Steve Coffin, who rode the last Triple Crown winner, affirmed, is 53. Country singer Tim McGraw is 46 years old. Movie director Wes Anderson, rather, is 44 years old. Actor Bailey Chase is 41 years old. And actress Carrie Bishi from Argo is 29 years old. How about that? And, boy, that still is a movie that resonates so much with me. For rock musicians, if you know Johnny Colt, Johnny Colt is 45 today. And there's a singer-songwriter who's pretty popular, Ray Parker Jr., 59 years old, wrote a lot of pretty big hits. And then Nick Fortuna from the Buckinghams is 67 years old. You know, I was talking about the Rolling Stones there. Some of these groups, man, that's the one thing, if you have a following, it's about that, they call it building your tribe. If you have that tribe, some of these rock stars, no matter how old they are, can always get somebody to come out to their concert, and some of them fill pretty big venues into their fourth decade or so of music, which is pretty commendable to be able to stretch your career through four different eras, to be able to do that and still, as I said, sell tickets is good. A lot of times some of those rock stars end up playing festivals where they're much smaller crowds, but some of them can still make a good living, like Pat Benatar makes millions every year and doesn't have to do near the touring that a hot rock group would have to do. Anyway, you get a little taste of America tonight. We like to zig and zag in a couple of different directions. Keep this number handy and call us sometimes, 855-266-5283.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.